Hi everyone, Jim here. We are still hip deep in our playtest of John Hook's new scenario coming out sometime in the distant future, Starfall Over the Plateau of Lang. In typical Skype of Cthulhu fashion, it is taking us a lot longer to get through than anyone had anticipated. The players, myself, Randall, Gary, and Jonathan, are doing everything possible to avoid as much plot as we can. So John's kind of having to drag us through it, but it's a good time, good scenario, should prove interesting when it eventually comes out. In the meantime, there is no actual game audio this time. This, however, is a character creation session from the first round of the 7th edition playtest that we recorded in September, towards the end of September 2012, just to try to do some character creation, play with the rules a little bit. It's short bit. There will be some more 7th edition playtest audio, actual game audio, coming out shortly. You will hear us discussing the rules and, you know, bashing some of them and praising some of them. This is just our opinion, and it's, keep in mind, this is our opinion on the first round of the 7th edition playtest. You know, how this relates to what is actually going to come out in 7th edition, I certainly have no idea, and we'll all find out eventually once that is released. So skip this if you want to. Otherwise, you know, if you want to hear our thoughts on the character creation process from the first round of the 7th edition playtest, keep listening, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
So
you guys got the latest update to the character sheet?
I haven't looked at it yet.
I got the errata stuff, so.
Okay, there's a version 3 of the character sheet that I put up in Dropbox.
Yeah, okay. I know. I got that.
Let me get there right now.
I'm not going to use that one, most likely, because I use my OneNote thing. Might as well take a look at it, see what it looks like. I don't know what part has been changed.
Yeah, neither do I. I didn't actually look through it in detail to figure out what the difference is. But yeah, they sent out when they sent out the scenario and so forth.
There's a second page.
They included.
I don't think there was a second page in the first one.
Yeah, there is. I'm looking at them both now. The V2 has a second page also.
So there is, yes. I didn't actually notice that the first time.
So did we put it on the Skype of Cthulhu?
Yeah, in Dropbox.
Yeah, okay, so...
Yeah, I just ripped it from the Miskatonic University's Dropbox. I'm like super confused.
I see it.
I have no idea what characters I'm supposed to be making right now. That's part of the reason why I'm actually using Alexander for that.
For the Unspeakable Oath, we're playing. That's Modern Chicago.
Yes.
So that's what the one that you're using Alexis for, right?
Alexander. Yes.
What about this scenario, Jim? Is it Modern also?
No, the 7E playtest scenario. Is 1925.
Okay.
Vermont. So, you know, classic setting.
Okay. So I have my special folder for the playtest.
I really like the way they put the dice that you need to roll for each characteristic. That's a nice touch.
Yeah,
so you don't have to go to the rules every time.
And try to remember what it is, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to create characters for. I thought we'd just it and record it.
Are we going to just use the rolls, or?
Yeah, let's just use the straight rolls.
Roll. Okay. Because I'm actually on the MU. I'm using the 480-point thing.
Yeah, they have that.
We already had one person using the rolls, so and we wanted to like kind of diversify those, so. So I'm using the...
I guess I need to read the rules. I haven't read them.
That's okay. I'll just run through it here. What he's referring to is the, you know, in the core rule book, they give you the, you know, you can either just roll the straight characteristics in order or, you know, roll them and assort them however you want. They give another option for 7E now, where you just take 480 points total and divide them amongst the characteristics however you want to.
To be honest, I feel that that's a little bit power gamerish.
It certainly seems that way to me.
Yeah. But I have a feeling that it has actually more to do with the fact that it's like, there's a lot of people who like, actually like, distributing points rather than rolling stuff.
Yeah.
They feel like rolling is more or too random or something.
Yeah. Well, but you don't roll for the skills, right? You always pick up the skills.
No. Yeah, just characteristics.
Characteristics, yeah.
Right? Oh. So for strength, con, pow, dex, and app, Randall?
Yeah.
For each of those, you want to do 3d6 and then multiply by 5. All right, so the characteristics aren't, you know, 3 through 18 now. They're all percentage values.
Okay, I see now what you're saying. Okay, got it.
All right, so for strength, you're going to roll 3d6 and then multiply that result by 5, and that's your strength.
Oh, okay. So that's why they are, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But are we rolling them in order or
I don't care.
You know, roll and distribute. Because then you can roll 5D or 5 times. Well, no, actually 6 times 3D6. And 2 times 2D6 plus or plus 6.
That's a lot. That's a lot of points, so.
Actually, no. Wait a minute. How the heck did it go?
Yeah, just start with the first 5.
Yeah, exactly. It's 5 times.
Size int and education are different.
Then it's once 3d6 plus 3, and then it's twice 2d6 plus 6.
Well, I guess let's do this in the old way, you know, roll and multiply by 5.
And just do
it. The haunting we can do with the points, so we can test both, right?
Yeah,
sure. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so. we wanted to go through the character sheet, right, Jim?
Yep.
Character creation. So that's the first step, and then if you got the intelligence by 10, by 20.
No.
For the skills.
No. Okay. Go ahead and roll your characteristics.
Okay.
So strength, con, pow, dex, and app, again, are 3d6 times 5.
Can this one be modified? The one that you sent? Well, the one that is on Dropbox. Let me save it here first.
Okay, I'm back. 2.
Rolling characteristics.
Yes. Oh, ouch.
Looks
not going too well. 10, 11, 7. 15. Nice. That helps a little. Well. So that's my 5. Let's see, what is that? That's strength, dexterity, constitution, how, and appearance, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll put 15 in POW. Yeah. I'll put...
But we were doing the 3d6 by 5, right?
Right. The your actual characteristic is with the times 5.
Yeah, I'm just putting them as regular numbers first.
Yep. They make the point that, right, with the new way of using skills and characteristics, right, you have the, it's kind of a, you know, a difficulty thing. Yeah, you know, so the
you just disappeared completely.
Who did?
You did.
Oh, really? So it's kind of a difficulty thing, right? So that you want to note down, you know, your full characteristic, half of it, and then 1/5 of it.
Exactly. Actually, I have a feeling that this guy will be a bit more. Let's see. Strength, dexterity, constitution, power, appearance. Yeah. I have a feeling this guy will be a little bit more like a occultist type of dude. But let's see. 2d6 plus 6. 12. Now something good for my intelligence. Well, 15 is good. So, 12 size. And 15 intellect. And education is 3d6 again.
3d6 plus 3.
Whoa. 8. 13, 16. All right. Yeah. As I said, he's gonna be some sort of a intellectual dude.
Randall?
Just probably gonna make it.
I'm still going okay. through.
Is there any character suggestions?
Yes, there are.
I'm going down to 50.
Okay. What are they?
Just a second. Slit. Wait for Randall to finish rolling himself here.
All right, sure.
I'm almost done. Just got one more.
Because I need to open the character sheet so I can see the base values for skills.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Okay, so you got all of them? Size, intelligence, education?
Yeah.
Okay. Your luck should be equal to your POW.
Okay.
I have to calculate the freaking 5 times thing. 15 luck would be kind of bad. Okay, so 75. That divided by 2 is 37. So I might as well mark my POW up as well.
And size is still by 5? And strength?
Size is 2d6 plus 6.
But do we leave it with a percentage? Or?
Yeah, times 5, yep.
Yeah, okay, so in strength, I already got it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're all going down to strength.
Librarian is starting at 20.
Very good looking, kind of smart, but weak.
Damage bonus? Is based on your strength plus your size. So the two of those added together.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
If I have 7.
What's the top to get the damage bonus?
If the total is 64 or less, then you actually have a negative damage bonus of -2.
Okay.
If it's 65 to 84, then you have a -1.
Okay.
If it's 85 to 124, then there's no damage bonus.
That's my case.
So, let's see. So, crap. I need to calculate these two. 7 times 5 is 35, right?
Yes.
So they say.
What the hell is 35 divided by 2? 70.
Yes.
What are you dividing again?
Well, when you note down the characteristics, you want to note down the full score, half of it, and 1/5 of it.
Ah, okay.
So 1/5 is like the one that you rolled,
right?
Yeah. 40 and 20.
God, my calculation skills, my head is hurting.
Yes, I'm so glad they made it so much easier.
Yeah, I know. I'm so happy. I never calculate these things when I'm actually playing. I just calculate them later if I need them. You know, at the spot that I need them at.
So what's your strength plus your size, Tony?
Hold on a second. 95.
Yep, that's no damage bonus. You have to be...
All right.
125 to 164 would get you plus 1d4.
Yeah, well, my strength is 7, so...
And if it's 165 to 204, then you have plus 1d6, so...
Well, I'm never getting there, so... I wonder if these stats are actually better than the ones that I got with the 480.
Okay.
Let's calculate that at some point.
I've got the three levels already.
Okay. Hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Is size plus con divided by 10 and rounded down.
Okay, so 55. Wait. What? 11. Divided by 10, so.
Points.
Hell.
11.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. 11 for me as well. 110.
Duh.
Sanity is equal to your...
calculation hard.
Sanity is equal to your POW.
Which one?
Sanity.
Sanity. Same as normal.
Yep. Yeah, bad. So.
Well, I got 75, so I'm happy.
You got 50.
Eh, it's not that bad. Could be worse.
And then age works kind of the same way as before. You know, if you're in your 20s, then it's whatever you just rolled. If you want to be in your 30s, you get an education bonus.
Yeah.
40s and up, you get bigger education bonuses, but you start losing strength, con, dex, and app.
I am going to be 30.
Yeah, same here.
Ed, you get plus.
I am going to take full advantage of this.
I'm going to
min-max as much as possible.
At 30, you get plus 5 right to your now. Education.
Okay. Yeah.
Get plus 5.
Okay.
At 30, is a plus 5
Yep, education.
Yep. You can be older if you want. You get more bonus, but then you lose some, you know, some of the...
Some and that's 5 on the 100 table, right?
Yes.
Yes.
5 percentage points.
Yeah, okay.
To be fair, though, as you age, you start gaining a lot of education, but you really don't lose that much physically.
Well, no, actually, because you only lose... What was it if you use... if you're like...
If you're in...
Like 40?
Yeah, if you're in your 40s, you get plus 10 to education.
Yeah.
And you lose 5 points total from any of Strength, Con, Dex, or App, however you want to.
Yeah.
You know, so you lose like 1 point in 3 of them and 2 points in 1. I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's actually interesting because when you're now going by these 100, you know, 100 or percentage stats, it's actually, that is not a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Because normally if you calculate that normally, that would mean 1 point total from one of those stats, and you couldn't divide it between like 4 stats or something.
Yep.
So that is pretty good, actually. But anyway, I'll be dirty.
Okay, occupation and skills.
Mm-hmm.
Your total skill points is going to be your education times 4.
Education what?
Times 4.
Okay.
So, let's see. 85 is...
So that's for skill points?
Yep.
And do I get any extra from intelligence?
Yes. Yeah. Where is it?
Twice.
Yes. Int times 2 for personal interest skills.
Yeah, and those could be actually anything. Is there... I didn't notice that there was a limit anywhere on the how much you can actually have in one skill.
I don't believe they have... Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
They don't mention anything about it.
It's kind of weird. Let's just go with the 75. Max skill.
The other thing
it's up to you. Except credit rating, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, because the one other thing they mention, of course, is that there is no you kind of have to spend points on credit rating. You know, you don't want to go around with it. The base credit rating is 0. Right? And the
based on which occupation you choose, you have to have a minimum of credit rating.
And a maximum. It's actually a range. So you have to end up spending stuff on credit rating, which is a little different.
Yeah. I actually don't like that because I don't like credit rating as a skill to begin with. It's too much like persuade and fast talk. And now they've added charm and intimidate. So it's like, ugh, So now you have like five fucking skills that you have to figure out which one to use.
How do we go about the skills? Because those skill points are for the ones related to my occupation, right? So we need to pick an occupation.
Yep. So yeah. the occupations that they give is kind of a short list in these rules. Antiquarian, author, criminal. That's a nice one. Dilettante, doctor, medical doctor, journalist, librarian, parapsychologist, police detective, private investigator, professor, and soldier.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there any, suggested professions for that particular scenario that we are going to be playing?
No, not really.
No. So you can be anything.
Yeah.
Since we always lack one, I'm going to play a doctor, medical doctor.
I was going to do that, but actually I just decided that I'm going to go for the author.
Okay. The skills for the doctor are biology, chemistry, first aid, Latin, medicine, psychology, and two other specialty skills.
Yeah, and I know mine.
And your credit rating has to be between 30 and 80.
Yeah,
30 and 80.
Yes.
Yeah. The funny part about the author is the credit rating is between 10 and 30. So it's like my maximum is your minimum.
who believes an author these days?
Exactly.
Lovecraft. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Write for the pulps.
All right.
Well, I'm going to be writing some weird stuff anyway, because I think I'm going to pick Latin as my second language as well. What else did I get? Oh, I get own language as well. Well, that's going to be really helpful, because own language starts from my education, right? Even in
language
this
own is your education, yes.
Yeah, so it's already 85.
They at the end, they decided to separate rifle and handgun. The firearm.
Two different firearm skills.
One interpersonal skill. Why would an author need an interpersonal skill?
To be able to sell your work to a publisher.
Yeah, well, I'll take persuade in that case, because that's a long-term effect. If I make it, they will hopefully remember that, too. Psychology. Any other skill? Would I take as my any other skill?
You can spell hit him in a cult.
Wonder if I should just make the silly poet again. Just take art poetry as my last skill. Let's see, what skills do we have? Counting? No. Astronomy. Oh yes, the stars are right. That's what I write about. Astronomy. Yeah, that's my topic of choice. What the heck? History starts from 05 now?
History, correct? Yep.
Whoa, that's a change. It used to be 20.
Well, apparently they feel people aren't as knowledgeable as they used to
be. Could be. The awesome thing about the author is that he gets a cult as a as a profession skill. No, physics, not. Didn't psychology used to start from like 01?
Instead of 10?
Yeah, I believe it used to start from 01. Not 100% on that, but I have a vague recollection of it.
Psychology.
Oh. Psych!
Probably should not choose a gaslight character
sheet to look at. Probably not a good idea, yeah.
Let's try something else. Ah, there it is. 1920s. Psychology, 5%.
Ah, it was 5, okay.
Okay, question. From my interest.
Yes.
I can use that to fit my credit rating, right?
I believe you need to use your profession points.
Yeah,
I think so.
That's. Yeah, they don't explicitly say you can't, but I think that's implied.
It is for your profession. Yeah, so
it's implied that you have to spend your professional at least enough of your professional skills on your credit rating to be that profession. Oh, no, no. Actually, they do say, yeah. Must allocate sufficient occupation points.
Yeah, okay.
Crap. Yeah, but then actually, the way I read it, I would say that you can spend additional personal interest to increase your credit rating yet further.
Well, yes. But you have to have the minimum from professional skills, I would say, at least.
Yes. I would agree.
What else could I have? Guess I should get some biology as well. Although, why should I actually? Because chemistry? No. Climb? No. Dodge? Nah. Tripodal? Nah. Fast talk. Maybe I can take some fast talk. Firearms and fighting. It's actually funny, this character sheet actually still says that first aid starts at 25%, even though the book skill listing says at 30%. So I don't know which one it actually starts at.
Let's see.
It is 30% in the old game as well. But the rules section say 30% and the character sheet says 25%. So which do we go by?
I believe the character sheet is the latest, so let's see.
Well, they did come out with both at the same time, didn't they? The Errata. Errata plus the character sheet, I think they came at the same time. Although I'm not sure.
I certainly received them at the same time, but I believe...
Yeah.
I think the character sheet is actually slightly newer, but...
Yeah. Okay, well, we could go by that. It doesn't really matter that much. It's not like I'm going to use points for first aid. I will, however, use points for more languages. I will learn German and French. There are actually very few skills that I actually want to learn as my personal skills, or whatever you call those. Personal interest skills. Okay, so credit rating first.
Okay, I'm done. Quick question. Are we recording this?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Cold.
I'll use my maximum points for credit rating. The maximum I can take. So I'll take 30. What does that mean? I'm average. Reasonable level of comfort. 3 meals a day and occasional treats. Ooh. Actually, I would get that with my minimum points as well. So. But I suppose I'm a rich author. I have just gotten a book deal.
Successful.
Let's see. Library use. For now, let's put 40 points into it. So that'll be 60. History.
Oh, I didn't put anything in library use.
Well, you're a doctor.
Yeah, I guess I didn't need it.
You're not going to find anything in the medical library when you go look for disease symptoms. It'll be completely out.
I will just show up with a list of books that I need and ask someone else to bring them to me.
Maybe your medicine is high enough that you don't actually need that skill. You'll just know automatically from the symptoms what they are.
I think so. I got a 65.
Yeah. I'll put 50 points into history, and I think I will put actually 70 points into occult.
Very focused kind of professional. I know all about my stuff and nothing about the rest.
Sounds good to me.
Since you're a doctor, Randall, one of the other changes they've made, a successful first aid now only gives you one hit point.
Oh, wow.
However, the flip side to this is that if the person is mortally wounded, you know, so they're about to die, then only first aid can stabilize them. Medicine cannot.
Okay.
But then you can do medicine. Medicine would give you 1d3 recovery.
Oh, good. So I can do first aid and then medicine?
You can. However, the medicine, it specifically says it's, you know, medicine is not instantaneous. It takes a minimum of 1 hour.
Okay, got it.
To makes perform sense. Medicine, right? So you can do first aid to, you know, stable, to keep someone who's almost dying, or, you know, just about dead, you could do first aid on them to keep them from dying, right? And then you have to spend more time with them to actually provide, you know, realistic medical
treatment. Yeah, recovery.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to be, like, super focused. I'm not going to actually know much of anything about anything. Just going to...
I thought they were going to drop either persuade or fast talk. That's what I understood.
Yeah, well, they should have.
Instead, we now get
more confusion to it with intimidate and charm.
Yep.
I think that's kind of a mess that they are creating there.
What is the charm?
What is charm?
No, where is it?
Oh.
I don't see it on the skills.
I don't think it's... it is fifth app.
Yeah, it's so, a fifth of the app. But you're right, it's not on the character sheet.
Oh, I see it. I see it, yeah.
It is. They're in alphabetical
after biology.
Order, so...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there it is.
So they are there. Hmm. I will use...
Yeah, personal opinion is that the charm and persuade kind of go together.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, they have, like, their explanation is different because fast talk is like, you know, this, that only lasts for a moment, basically until you leave the, like, the area or whatever.
Right.
And persuade is like this long-term effect that will stay with the characters. But to me, it's just, well, you hardly ever see anyone actually use it like that. It's usually whenever you're trying to talk your way into somewhere, it's usually always like, okay, roll a fast talk or persuade.
Yeah. Whichever one, what one do you have? Yeah.
So now it would be roll a persuade or fast talk or charm or intimidate or... But of course, you know, intimidate and charm come into play when you're actually, like, trying to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of up to the keeper, too, right? I mean, because if you're trying to talk your way into some, you know, into, you know, say you were trying to talk your way into a club, right? If you used persuade, then, okay, you pass, you get in, and you're in, right? Yeah, but if you fast talk your way in, you know, then you get in, the door closes behind you. You know, and a moment later, the door opens. Yeah,
not supposed to be there.
Yeah, and a moment later, the door opens, and the bouncer's coming after you, right? So
yeah.
All right. So what's the? I believe that's it, right?
That's
for
it.
Character creation.
Yep.
Yeah, looks good. I don't feel like a huge separation from what we used to have. What we have now.
Pretty much the same.
And that division of the main stats, the 80, 40, and 20, I guess we're going to see them use once we play, so...
Yeah, yeah. The way it works... What are they actually... Sorry, I forget what the... Right, is that, you know, different things that you're doing rather than just passing or failing, right? They'll either be... What's the actual terminology they use? Sorry, I've forgotten now.
Level of success.
Yes. You know, there's like a, you know, normal, hard, and incredibly hard. I forget mm-hmm. what there's. They have actual terms for them, right? You know, so a normal is the full, hard is the half. Here's how they actually describe them. Normal, something that would challenge a competent person. You need the regular success, so that's the full. Hard difficulty would challenge a professional, so you would have to roll half. And very hard would challenge an expert and extends to the border of what is humanly possible. And that's where you would need to roll a fifth.
Mm. Okay.
And well, then, I'm not going to be doing anything physical. I'll tell you that much right now. And I'm not going to detect anything either. But if it has to do with the occult or languages, then I'm your man. Or astronomy.
I added some spot hidden because, if I'm operating someone, I need to be very careful where to cut.
Makes perfect sense.
I put like 5 points in it.
It's a good excuse.
And that's pretty much. I'm a medic. Nothing more.
Cool. All
right, guys.
Okay.
So next week we're playing this, right?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so we need to, agree on the time for the unspeakable oath. We can do it by email then.
Well, we could do it after this one.
Yeah, like, can we just do it after the regular
session?
Oh,
yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, so have like five hours ready.
Yep.
For next Sunday. Okay, sounds good. No problem.
Okay.
Talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Have a good week.
All right. Bye-bye.